to be from milk, like how you get from milk to cheese. And it's
blue cheese exists.
It's a skin.
It's milk skin. It's a conspiracy, right?
Yes.
Can you guys tell me where you're from and what's it known for?
I am from the land of blue. No, I'm from Minneapolis. And what are we known for? Cheeseburgers. Burgers with cheese in the middle.
Yeah, there you go. Just
bringing it back.
Juicy Lucy.
The point.
There you go.
The Blue Sea is a... Oh, I can't even talk about products, can I?
Talk about the band products.
Oh, they're a good band.
There you go. Great segue. What was the first show that either of you ever saw? And I'd like to know both the band and the venue.
It was Bob Dylan and Prince.
Really?
Yep. And
did you ask them if they could cover one of your songs?
How did you know that?
I had an inkling. Did they give you an answer?
Yeah, they said no.
Okay.
They said no, we won't cover one of your songs.
Well, at least they talked to you. When I asked them that, they didn't acknowledge me at all. Yeah. Gravy, what was the first show that you ever saw?
Let's see. Veruca Salt was the first show I went to, the first real show at Target Center.
Okay, very cool.
Not as cool as Bob Dylan and Prince.
No, but. Hard to beat that lineup, especially in Minnesota, right?
It's still really cool. I like that band a lot.
Yeah, Veruca Salt. How old were you when you saw them?
I want to say I was in like 7th grade, whatever age that is, 12.
Okay, yeah, nice. Something. Yeah, perfect. If you guys could play a show anywhere in Minnesota, where would you play? What is some of the what are your favorite venues in Minnesota?
Red Rocks.
Oh yeah,
US Bank Stadium. I just saw Taylor Swift there, and it was amazing.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it a good show?
It was so good.
I've actually heard nothing but positive things about that.
Oh my god!
Which is it makes me happy that they're getting their sound kind of figured out. I remember when Metallica came here very early on. The sound quality was just I heard nothing but bad things about it. So that's cool.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
That's awesome.
And then the lights were super cool. Everyone got like a wristband that like lit up based on where you were in the crowd. It was crazy.
Very, very, very cool. Awesome. Yeah, it's kind of like you guys are like.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, can you guys tell the audience what you are? What everybody was wearing today? Can you tell me a little? Because they can't
space
see
suits.
You. They're wearing. They're not wearing spacesuits. Every member kind of came in with a different color coordination, and it's absolutely fabulous. I highly recommend going to the Radio K website if you're interested and check out the music video that we produce for every in-studio so you can see their wonderful fits. It's absolutely wonderful. I'd love to know, can you guys tell me how you guys started playing together as Oyster World?
Gravy was hitchhiking.
Is that so?
And the three of us picked him up. He had his guitar. He was not happy to be picked up, but he offered.
I was kidnapped, really.
Okay. I mean, let's not throw around accusations.
But he offered to please help me.
He offered to play some of his songs for us for money. And we paid him a lot of money, and we liked his songs, and it's been good ever since. The last 5 years, best years of my life.
You guys have been going for 5 years now.
5 years.
And you don't have anything recorded or online.
not that you can see.
Can't afford it because they just keep giving me all their money.
Yeah, they keep picking up random guitarists.
And then.
So did you steal Gravy's songs to come up with the Oyster World sound? Is that what happened?
That may be true.
Okay, do you have any input on this, Gravy?
I'm afraid if I say anything about it that they will.
It's okay. This is a safe space. Well, he's sitting closer to you than I am, so
I'm dangerous.
I'd love to know where did you guys have any sort of preemptive inspirations when you started this band? Did you have any idea of what you wanted to sound like, or did you guys just get together as musicians and just kind of see what happened?
I'll get this one. I think I would say when y'all grabbed me, I would say that it was just like I don't know. There's not much direction in it. It's all just kind of like whatever. A lot of it's just written in the practice space, and there's no rules, no laws in Oyster World.
Yeah,
I would say
That's wonderful. What's it like working with other musicians that are very prominent in the music scene? You know, we've talked before, when you guys came in, you know, we talked about how many times you've visited Studio K, Gravy, in the past couple of years, and Stephanie's been here a lot as well. What's it like stepping into a practice space, getting ready to write songs with musicians that are so well practiced, I guess?
There are some questions we won't answer.
Is that one of them?
Draw your own conclusions.
You can't reveal the secrets of what happens. I'll spill the beans.
It's a good
and
question.
Say that it's pleasant because people with, you know, experience get together, and creative people, ideas go fast. I feel like we wrote these songs pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like one of practice for a while there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
Then we had to start playing shows.
Yeah.
So it's a little harder, but...
Yeah, so you've got a show tonight. You guys can check them out. They'll be playing in Duluth with Death of a Ladies Man and Black Widows. I've got one more question before we get out of here, though. I'd love to know, given that there's not a lot of recorded material online, do you guys have any aspirations for future release dates in terms of putting out music?
We're looking to record and produce and release an album tomorrow. So
really?
Keep your eyes open, keep your ears shut.
Can they find? Will this be on Bandcamp?
Oh, it's going to be on Soundband, Campland.
Wonderful. All right. Well, you just heard from Oyster World live in our studio here at Radio K. You can check them out online or in real life. They'll be playing at the Red Herring tonight. They'll be playing with Red Herring is in Duluth, and they'll be playing with Death of a Ladies Man and Black Widows. But for right now, let's get back to the music right here on Radio K, Real College Radio.